Senate Republicans say cutting the bureaucratic red tape starts with day one of the fall session. Majority Leader Mary Panzer.
There is not a business, large or small, in the state that has not expressed their concern to us over the last several months about the level of regulation and the need for a streamlined process.
But three bills expected to be taken up in the Senate are not without controversy. One of them requires agencies to establish deadlines for issuing permits to businesses. It allows what's called presumptive approval if the state agency misses the deadline. Senate Minority Leader Democrat John Erpenbach points out this comes at a time when agencies were forced to reduce staff size.
I know that there are some permits that have gotten hung up 3 and 4 years, and nobody can operate like that. The concern I've got is, number one, to make sure that there's enough staff to handle that permit request within a timely fashion. And then probably the larger concern is that if the permit isn't acted on one way or the other within the time certain period, then the permit is automatically granted.
Panzer says Wisconsin must get in line with surrounding states competing for the same jobs.
Wisconsin ranks very badly in any survey done. If you talk to anybody that works in multiple states, they talk about 30, 60, 90 days in other states to get a permit, and it can be up to 2 years here in Wisconsin. We simply can't afford to have bureaucratic red tape interfere with job creation in this state, and it stops tomorrow.
Two other bills having to do with streamlining regulations could provide immunity from penalties, including environmental penalties for business owners. John Erpenbach.
We obviously can't afford to be in an anti-business climate in the state of Wisconsin, and I don't think anybody wants that. But at the same time, we just can't let, you know, open up the barn doors. The balance is to make sure that the environment won't be harmed, that safety won't be in jeopardy, and so on. So those are things that we're going to be watching very closely, and we'll try and change.
Mary Panzer says she's been working with the governor to reach agreement on provisions of the bills relating to business regulations. The assembly is expected to take up a deer baiting and feeding bill that allows exceptions to DNR rules. Another bill up for consideration in the assembly would give intentionally aborted babies born alive after the procedure the same rights to life-saving medical attention as babies born naturally. Yet another bill that could come to a vote would restrict women under 18 from a government-funded family planning program. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.